Wednesday was Veterans Day, so banks were closed, and we missed our conversation with our friend Ron Sanford, president and CEO of Metairie Bank. But Ron joins us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Ron, how are you? Are you with us, Ron?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. All right. Heading into the weekend, COVID numbers are going up. I mean, that's a reality that we have to deal with. I wish all the news were good, but I think it would be reckless to ignore that reality. What good news do you have for us concerning, like, the banking business and money?
I don't know. The banking business is, we're still doing well. I think you're still seeing consumers with a fair degree of confidence. I think consumer spending is still at a relatively high level compared to February and March. And here we go into the holiday season, and we'll see if that holds up. Certainly, people are still maintaining high levels of cash balances. Banks are still awash and cash deposits. So
I noticed there are, and I've noticed that with my account as well. I mean, I'm not spending as much as I did, and I'm noticing on Bourbon Street there are a couple of clubs that are now open that I used to go to, one in particular, and you know, it's now open again. It's not going to be the same. There's still social distancing, and you have to wear a mask. But Ron, it's one of those clubs where it's easy to leave with less money than you went in there with. And so, you know, I'm not going to be tempted to rush back, but it's going to be good news for a lot of people that some of those places are open again.
It sure is. Certainly for the bar owners and the employees, the bartenders, the waiters and waitresses. And
right.
All of that activity is going to prove helpful, even though it's minimal. It's a start. The 25% capacity for the bars that can reopen,
yeah,
up to 50 people inside and up to 50 people outside, is still well behind where the rest of the state is at this point. But it's better. It's better than nothing. At least they're able to conduct business in there. So
yeah,
people are excited about that.
I would assume that banks are going to be looking at potential businesses differently. If somebody comes in and they want to start a business, I would think that there might be some new criteria based on what's going on and the way consumers are today.
For sure, Scoot. And banks historically are very conservative in their underwriting. In fact, you really have to have been in business for a couple of years before a bank would consider financing your venture. If you're a startup, yeah, venture with no history for example, a bar owner previously, then you're more looking to venture capital, raising capital among your friends to get that business open. You run it for a couple of years, and then you can certainly get a bank to step in there and give you the financing that you need. So that's a little bump in the road in terms of people going out of business, yeah, and new people trying to get in.
Because with banks, you kind of have to show them that you don't really need the money if you want them to lend you the money.
We have been accused of that.
If I had all that money to back it up, then I wouldn't be here.
Actually, that's a very interesting question as to whether banks are in fact credit facilities or are they just liquidity facilities. So if you've,
yeah,
got a piece of property that you don't want to sell, we'll lend you the money and use that as collateral. That's been an age old question.
But Ron, it sounds like you're positive, and it's nice to hear something positive from bankers.
You bet. I think to be a banker, certainly a bank president in this day and age, you almost have to be an optimist. You have to certainly have to be mindful of your resources and your shareholders, but you have to want your community to succeed. And you have to be able to, you know, step in and make sure that that happens. And I think most of the bankers around here are in that same vein. I really do.
Well, I still owe Metairie Bank, because Metairie Bank gave me my first car loan. Never had a loan before. to buy a 1965 navy blue white convertible top Mustang that I just dearly, dearly loved. And if it had not been for that loan, I wouldn't have been able to spend so many evenings at the lakefront in that car.
There you go. That's great. You know, by the way, Scoot, they still talk about your dad at the Metairie Bank. Manny Blanco, who's on our board, was telling me about your dad always humming a song when he'd come in to the
bank. My God, that was my dad. And I remember that name. Yeah, that was my dad.
Absolutely. They remember him well. So.
Well, okay, if they know my dad, no chance I'm going to get a loan, but anyway.
Oh, no.
All right. Ron, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of our friends at Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us on WWL.
My pleasure, Scott.